and thank you for listening to Mormon Channel Daily. I'm Charlotte Kniep. And you've probably been hearing a lot in the news lately about the importance of serving refugees in our communities. And there's a lot of different ways that you can help them feel comfortable in a new and different culture. And so there's websites and different groups that you can join as an adult. But if you're a child and you're wanting to help, there may be limited opportunities for you. So on the Mormon Channel blog last week, we highlighted different ways that your whole family and people of all ages can get involved in this cause. So here are a few tips that we shared. Number one, learn about the cultures that the refugees coming to your area have come from. You can obviously do some research on the internet, but better yet, meet a family and invite them over to your home to teach you about their country for a family night. That would be really fun. Definitely going to try that. Tip number two, include everyone. When you see someone new at work or at school, make it a priority to sit with them, invite them to eat lunch with you, or if you're at recess, invite them to play with you. And it will definitely help them feel not so scared on their first few days in this new country. Number three, offer to help them learn English and different local customs, such as how to grocery shop or take the bus or the train around town. And if you're in school, offer to help them do their homework or to read English books with them so that they can get the language down. Tip number four, stand up for anyone you see who is being bullied or left out for any reason, but especially if this is happening because of someone's race or culture. And tip number five, invite a family or a new friend over for dinner in your home. Teach them how to cook a new dish or have them teach you how to cook a dish from their native country. So my husband and I actually had the opportunity to do that a few weeks ago. There was a new Pakistani couple that moved into our church congregation. So it turns out that they were both heavily involved in their LDS congregation in Pakistan, and this is actually how they met each other. However, because they were Christians in that country and they stood up for equal religious rights, some terrorist groups were upset, and it ended up just being too dangerous for them to stay in Pakistan. So we chatted about each of our cultures, and we had a wonderful time getting to know them. And just last week, I went bowling with them for the first time, and it was a lot of fun teaching them about American life and seeing them enjoy it so much. So I really want to encourage each of you to pray and take the time to find people in your community that you can reach out to. Heavenly Father will definitely guide you to them and help you in your endeavors, and I know it will bless your life and theirs. And a really good place to start is the new LDS website, iwasastranger.lds.org, and you can check out helpful blog posts, radio episodes, and videos about helping refugees available on mormonchannel.org. So our quote of the day comes from Sister Neil F. Marriott, who is the second counselor in the General Young Women's Presidency in the LDS Church. And she says, "We build the kingdom when we nurture others. We also build the kingdom when we speak up and testify of truth." Thank you so much for listening today. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.